If you look up the word Pollyanna in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it's defined as a person of irrepressible optimism and a tendency to find good in everything. The reference book also acknowledges Pollyanna as the heroine and title character of a 1913 novel written by Eleanor H. Porter. In the 1960s, the Walt Disney Company adapted the book into a movie starring Hayley Mills. It was a box office hit, and the 14-year-old actress was given a special miniature Academy Award. Tonight on PBS, the Masterpiece Theater series presents a new Pollyanna.
Pollyanna. What a ridiculous name.
A little girl coming to stay. Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
No, it won't be nice.
Simon Nye wrote the script for tonight's television version of Pollyanna, and he's in the studios of the BBC in London. Welcome.
Hello.
You know, I am of an age where the Hayley Mills version of Disney is the Pollyanna that I know. Are you familiar with that version at all?
I am. I sort of am of an age too, but I hadn't seen it for some reason. I watched it again, and it has that. I think she's great, particularly Hayley Mills.
Sure.
And it has that. It is from a time when I think they just kind of looked at the book and maybe once, and then threw it away and started again. And it seems that there's so much good stuff in the book. There's things that have dated.
Hello, I'm Pollyanna.
Welcome.
I'm so glad to see you. I've been wondering all the way what you'd look like, and I'm very pleased, Aunt Polly.
Oh, I'm not Aunt Polly. Your aunt wanted to come, but she had some urgent reading to do at home. I'm Nancy, her maid.
Oh.
It's a very Disney World version.
It is. It's very bright, and the picket fences are alarmingly kind of bright. And but you know, it's of its time, and it's a good yarn to watch.
Now, how did you discover the novel?
I hadn't read it actually, and I partly because it is an American book, and we and there is sort of some resistance still. Although actually, there's more. There are obviously lots of classic American children's books that we still read, like Little Women and Anne of Green Gables and North American books of that kind, but basically we feel there's enough British books to go around. That's my excuse for not having read it. So I came to it with the usual sort of prejudices, and it is in places sort of excessively sugary and optimistic and things that are deemed in many ways bad these days. But it has a power, and you can see why it was popular, and you can see why its simple message is in a very simple, nice way edifying even now.
The message is carried by the messenger Pollyanna, and Pollyanna being the heroine of the novel and the heroine of your adaptation and the heroine of the Disney version is really the stake that holds, you know, this tent.
I'm so glad to see you.
How did you get out here?
Climbed out of my window.
What a scare you gave me.
Oh, don't worry about me. Mother used to, and Father. But they stopped when they realised I always came back safely. In the end, it was them who didn't come back.
Describe your Pollyanna. Give us a brief bio of this Pollyanna.
She has she's had a troubled past, to say the least. Like so many heroines in children's books, she is an orphan. And it seems that there's no other way to write those books other than kill off the parents, which is bit of a shame for those of us that are parents. But anyway, so she comes with her father having died recently. And she has managed to be optimistic, partly because you sense from the sort of warmth of her recently deceased father, who's a vicar, a priest. And she's immediately confronted with a very uncompromisingly grim-faced aunt who sort of attempts kick the stuffing out of her and make her to level her to her own rather gloomy worldview, but she doesn't succeed, and it's sort of about how an optimistic person can win over a grouchy grown-up.
Was it a challenge for you to adapt? I mean, not just in terms of changing the location, but this is a rather straightforward storyline. You've got the orphan, yeah. The heart of gold, she warms the heart of the villagers, gladness triumphs over sadness. You even have a white horse, you know, that rides in at the end.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just that I'm just becoming a bit of an old, silly old fool in my dojo. But I just think it was nice to see. I mean, there's a sort of you can't write something in a contemporary setting without so many layers of irony and levels of distance that it is. And I don't think it's just me. People did watch in quite large numbers in this country. There is a feeling that maybe just occasionally we should be allowed to indulge ourselves in a simple story.
A lot of the revelation about Pollyanna and who she is, and it comes from the conversations that she has with kind of the supporting characters. And so you're writing a conversation between this crotchety old woman who stayed in bed most of 30 years and is never happy with what happens. And, you know, Pollyanna comes in full of sweetness and light.
Hello. My name's... I'm sorry, it's a little dark.
I'm not well. I'll have it how I like.
My name's Pollyanna. My Aunt Polly says she hopes you're comfortable this week. She sent you some castor jelly, which is supposed to be good for sick people. I don't know why.
Jelly? I'd rather have lamb broth, but never mind.
Yes, they said you're the kind of person who always wants the thing they're not given.
What did you say?
Those must have been fun conversations to write, because you have to have Pollyanna reacting when this woman is so mean, Mrs. Snow. And then you have to have Mrs. Snow kind of being warmed over by Pollyanna's warmth.
We are desperate for those sort of warm moments, and I think that's what particularly... It is so hard to do them in a contemporary setting. I mean, seeing Mrs. Snow won over by this guileless child, she was a very baffled child to meet somebody so cynical, and somebody also bedridden who didn't appear to need to be bedridden, which is quite unusual.
So do you play the glad game? Do you play the glad game?
I can't say. I did when I was writing it, obviously, just as an exercise, but we should all be playing the glad game.
That'll come in useful here, you being so good at being glad.
Well, that's the game, you know.
What game?
Glad game. Father taught me it.
What is it?
It started when I wanted a doll, and Father had written asking for one for the charity people. But when it came, there were just some crutches.
Crutches?
Yes, you know. And the game is to find something to be glad about and everything.
How can you be glad about getting crutches if you wanted a doll?
Aha, you're glad because you don't need them. I couldn't see it first. Father had to tell me. I've played it ever since.
What was the one glad thing that you could find in the midst of having to meet a deadline and writing the script?
Well, the glad thing is that you finish. That there's no... See, now I'm resorting to cliches, aren't I? Pain without gain, and which Pollyanna would never do. But I do have a very simple, optimistic side to me, which is allowed to run free in this adaptation.
Simon Nye wrote the script for Pollyanna, broadcast tonight on the PBS series Masterpiece Theatre. He joined us from the studios of the BBC in London. Simon, thank you very much.
Thank you. That was great.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To learn more about the music we play between stories and hear audio samples, go to our program rundown at npr.org. This is NPR.